This week saw an important milestone for the Czech mission in Iraq. On Tuesday, Czech military police, serving at the Al Shaiba base near Basra in the southern part of the country, officially handed over command of training at the police academy to Iraqi officials for the first time. Over the last 3 years, Czech military police serving in Basra have trained thousands of Iraqi officers. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Although the presence of Czech military personnel in Iraq is a small one, officials point out it has had a marked impact. With Czech specialists training new police personnel in everything from self-defense and marksmanship to customs work and border patrol. This week saw the Czechs officially hand over training at the academy to the Iraqis themselves. A significant development, says Andrei Čirtek, the spokesman for the defense ministry.
Czech military policemen worked very hard in Iraq, in Shaiba base for almost 3 years, and they used this time for training over 12,000 Iraqi policemen for their duties. It has a very high positive impact because Iraqis feel that now the moment finally came when they must bear the responsibility, and no one will do it instead of them and them alone. So now the training is their duty, it's their responsibility, and of course that they feel the urgency, and they feel that now it's really up to them. And this, of course, has a very positive impact on motivation and quality of work from the Iraqi side.
Handing over responsibility is obviously important for a number of reasons, some pragmatic but also symbolic for Iraqis, with officials pointing out that the increase in Iraqi security forces also strengthens a sense of national identity. That doesn't necessarily mean that the Czechs will be done in Iraq yet. As it stands now, it's quite likely that the mission will be prolonged. A defense ministry proposal continuing the mission into 2007 has already been passed by the Senate. But it will have to wait for further approval yet from the lower house. Andrei Čirtek points out that if it does get approval, the Czechs' focus in Iraq will change.
Until the end of the year, we continue in our mission, in our training mission, and of course that now, after handover of training and academy, we will prepare for the change of the nature of our mission. In next year, it's proposed by Ministry of Defense that mission of Czech military policemen continues, and the difference is that probably Czech contingent will move from Shaiba base to Basra airport, and perhaps also the nature of mission will change a bit. They could provide some methodical control for Iraqi policemen directly in a field. So, for example, they could control and visit police posts and advise to Iraqi police in more direct manner.
The lower house will now have to decide, but that might not be the only important factor. It has been pointed out that any change in commitment by British forces would be an important one. Czech personnel at Al Shaiba wouldn't be able to operate independently, and any continuation of the Czech mission will also depend on a continuing and strong British presence.
You're listening to Radio Prague.